Saddam Hussein, former dictator, future war crimes defendant, novelist. The deposed ruler of Iraq is on his fourth novel, the latest apparently penned on the eve of the American-led invasion. The first three were bestsellers in Iraq. This time around, he's having trouble finding a publisher. Hassan Fatah is a Middle East correspondent for The New York Times. His review of Hussein's book ran in the newspaper today, and he joins us now on the phone from his home in Dubai. Good evening to you there. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
The publication of Saddam's latest book, Get Out, You Damned One, was just banned by Jordanian authorities. That doesn't mean it's not available, though.
No, certainly. In fact, it's a book that's been around for at least 2 years. It's been doing the circles and doing the rounds throughout the Arab world, in fact, in bootleg form, actually.
You've read it? How is it?
Well, it's essentially a piece of pulp. It's interesting mainly because of what the message is trying to send. It's not necessarily great prose. What it ultimately is a piece of pulp that seeks to be epic.
Well, what's the plot?
Well, the plot is actually rather simple. The story tells of Ezekiel, a greedy schemer who plots to overthrow the sheikh of a tribe with the help of a powerful enemy aiming to conquer and annihilate the Arab world. But he's ultimately defeated by the sheikh's daughter with the help of an Arab warrior. It's seen as a metaphor for the Zionist Christian plot against Arabs and Muslims. Now, it doesn't necessarily spell it out as cleanly as that, but there's all sorts of allegories and analogies that go into it that tell that same story.
Well, this is not Saddam's first book. Is there anything about this one that's different from his previous efforts?
Well, perhaps the most interesting thing about it is its timing, and the timing for the official publication of it, number one, and the fact that this would be the first time that Saddam Hussein actually puts his name on the book itself. Of course, it was also written on the eve of the war and was actually signed on the 18th of March, 2003, just a day before the war actually broke out.
Now, are these his previous novels were, as you say, not published with his name on them? I think everybody in Iraq knew who was supposedly the author. Are these vanity projects?
I think they're more than vanity projects. They're part of a more sophisticated public relations campaign, really. I mean, ultimately, this is about making Saddam Hussein the Arab leader, the great Arab leader. It's about Saddam Hussein, the man of letters who's able to write and able to tell these remarkable allegories.
The attention the book is now receiving in the Arab world, well, it's not been published. Is it receiving a lot of attention, and what does that tell us?
Well, to be fair, it's actually been published because it's been published in bootleg form.
Uh-huh.
So it's you could actually purchase a book on Arab newsstands for the past 2 years or so. With the banning of the book, actually on Monday, I should actually explain that. In fact, what happened is Saddam Hussein's family wanted to officially publish it with a former publisher and all that sort of thing, and the Jordanian censors essentially said no because it would damage their relationship with the new Iraqi government. Ultimately, you could have purchased this book a few weeks ago. But because of the ban, in fact, it's sold out in Amman, or it's become much more difficult to find.
If it eventually does find a publisher, I mean, here in this country, there's the so-called Son of Sam law, which says that criminals can't profit from their crimes. If a notorious criminal writes a book, the proceeds from the book have to go to his victims. Anything like that in Iraq?
I think we're not even that far to even be able to discuss something like that. To be fair, this is not necessarily a story about Saddam as defending himself cleanly and openly. What it ultimately is a message to say that the just will ultimately win, and to basically tell people to just be patient because ultimately you will win.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hassan Fatah is Middle East correspondent for the New York Times, and he joined us on the phone from his home in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.